Any other announcements? Good for the cause, please.
On that note, talking about yesterday, there were several young people, and whenever they were bringing the food, I was helping set up and do everything, and she said, they're bored. They don't know what to do because they were here early. I said, well, I've got something for you to do. Come on, follow me. And I took them in the back room, and they lit up with the pool table. And I said, you can shoot hoops, you can play pool. And they all congregated, and I said, well, we used to have a lot of youth here, and it used to be a lot cleaner than it is right now, but you're welcome to shoot pool or, you know, shoot hoops. And so they congregated over there and kept themselves entertained, and they really enjoyed it. They thought it was really cool.
Yeah.
Then we had a
whole
day.
Yeah. And Tina and Sandra. Tina and Sandra were the hostess with the mostest, and our esteemed music director was the music director, and we did good. It was really a good time. They live over here off the Highway 20. Diane Carr was here, Dorothy Carr's daughter. And you know, she sent the donations for them to be able to just donate to the church, and Diane was blessed, and it was good to see her. And Diane coined it as our Highway 20 family. And I reminded Diane that we've got a couple of Highway 20s that are still coming.
Yeah, but Diane's the sheriff of Highway 20.
Is she? For some reason, that don't surprise me. And Linda's the mayor.
She's, I don't know, honey. You're right in there. She's a caregiver.
Yeah. Wayne Wyatt, our now retired district superintendent, lives out there too.